All right, what's up, and welcome back for another episode of Cognizant and Cognizance, the podcast born out of recognizing the importance of the second stage of the mastery process, conscious incompetence. This is your host, Jim Perro, speaking, and every week I add a new chapter onto the anthological discussion on life, taking action, and the value of conscious thought. Join me and the occasional guest for a head-in-the-clouds perspective on how to stay grounded and win in all that you do. Enjoy! Here we go, and I am
back in the mix,
as they say, and by they I mean people who have absolutely zero friends. What up? Today is November 12th, one day after, you know, the like almost 20th anniversary, 18th anniversary of a horrible, horrible day in American history. So shout out to all the people, first responders, victims, all that shit. September 11th. Very unfortunate. I don't remember anything about it other than that my parents were in the middle of a divorce. So, now that we've gotten that out of the way, it's been weird not to say anything about it, let's get back to our regularly scheduled programming. So, here we are. Again, 9:12. It's 8:10 p.m. Running right up next to the football game here. Can't have it. It's not something that I like to do. I like to get this shit done and out of the way before Thursday night football, but I was doing some little late work here. A little late work going on. It's important shit. It's not really important shit. It's kind of fucking worthless, but, you know, I was doing training shit for my job, not my actual job. So, in any case, I'm just getting around to this now. So, something that I learned this week that I am going to share with you here. It's kind of an unfortunate thing that I learned this week. I'm getting fucking old. Like, real old. Like, it's like a running joke. I'm in my fucking mid-20s, about to be my late 20s in a month here. Almost exactly a month, actually. I'm 26, and so I learned that I cannot do shit the way I used to do, even just like two, three, four years ago. So this weekend, I was down in New York City on Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So Friday, got to my buddy's house in Bethpage, which is in like the left quadrant of Long Island, like kind of it's closer to the city, sort of towards the middle, somewhere in that region. Excuse me. Went out with him, like saw the homies, people that I've been partying with I've been actual friends with them. These aren't just people I party with, like I actually hang out with them and, you know, have seen them many times. All his buddies from down there, shout out Laverty. But so Friday, went out with them, you know, did our thing. It was a great time. Next day, like, you know, nice and hungover, slept, hung out, watched some shit. And then Saturday, I went into the city to meet up with a bunch of my other college friends that live in, well, some of them live in, Astoria, some of them live, on Long Island still. And so right as the evening was beginning, I went into Queens and I met up with all of them. And so that night we were going out to like a concert, a show, a fucking rave, whatever you want to call it, man. So we did that on Saturday at the Brooklyn Mirage. If you're from that area or you listen to, electronic music, you probably know what the Brooklyn Mirage is. It's a fantastic event space. It's like a chameleon style event space. They do all these different kinds of themes and different kinds of acts and stuff in there, and it's a really, really cool space to party. And as per usual, like every other time I've been there, it was a blast. You know, they set it up amazing. You get great views from the upper levels where you get to look out over the crowd of people and just kind of chill up there for a little while and hang out. So linked up with a big group of my friends from college, met even more people there. And these aren't just random people, right? These are the people that I met in college. Some of them were in my fraternity. Some of them were in sororities. Some of them are just great people in general. And so these are people that I've made a habit of, you know, traveling with, going to music festivals with, and just seeing whenever I can. You know, these are people that I hold pretty close to me and hold in very high esteem in terms of, you know, caring about them and caring about what happens in their life, right? And so we met up at like 5, did our thing for a couple hours, you know, having some fucking White Claws because there are no laws. And then we went to the show, you know, 7:30, 8 o'clock. And as the night progressed, you know, some people started to fall off. They started to get tired, whatever the case may be. But we, a big group of us, probably 6 or 7 of us, ended up actually staying through the night and kind of watching the sunrise, right? And so by the time we get home from this place, back to Astoria, it's like 7 o'clock in the morning, and we all obviously have to sleep. So everybody comes in and just like passes out in respective spots. And Sunday, let me tell you, was the absolute fucking worst. So we're all about the same age, these folks. I'm 26, a couple of them are 27, turning 27. Let me tell you, man, it wasn't just me. It was everybody in the group, especially the people that stayed out and watched the sunrise. We were just hobbling around this apartment when we woke up. Feet aching, knees aching, back was killing us. My back was killing me too, but I think that's just because of where I slept. And we were just all hurting, exhausted. And frankly, for me, this is a very humbling experience because this is a fairly new development. I'm not actually old. Like I said, I'm 26, but I sure as fuck felt old after this, right? I couldn't barely sit up. I had to brace myself when I stood up off the ground. It was an all-around bad look and a bad feel. My joints feel old, back is shot, and that's, you know, my mind says, hey, dude, you can do whatever you want. You're invincible. But my body is telling me no, sit the fuck down and stop singing. And so I guess what I learned is that I got to start taking better care of myself, better care of my joints. Got to be, you know, get a little nimble here. Got to get stretching and whatnot, and figure out how to do that properly. So yeah, that's what I learned this week. Whoops, sorry there. Forgot my copy of my daily stoic out in the other room there, and we're back. So anyway, I wanted to share that with you because that is, you know, I had another. I've had quite a few humbling experiences in my lifetime, which I think is the only reason that I'm even a quarter as humble as I am. And fucking Lord knows I've got a lot of work to do, but it could be worse, right? It could be worse. But so today's Daily Stoic is right on brand with what I was talking about. And so that's why I'm sharing my weekend activities with you. Normally, who cares, right? Who the hell cares what's going on the weekend? Whoop-de-doo. You know, you got your time to yourself. Some people do dumb shit like me. Some people, you know, hang out with their family. Some people do, you know, there's everything all over the spectrum. But so, since I was humbled by my own, my own lack of physical health for that short period on Sunday while I was recovering, very humbled, I thought I would share this with you today. So today, again, is September 12th. It's fucking crazy, right? It's already halfway through September. It's absolutely wild. Birthday's in a month. Let's go. So today's entry for September 12th, and remember, the month of September is themed, or the theme is fortitude and resilience. So it's all about, the will to persevere and get through those hard challenges that, you know, you may conquer, but someone with less determination and someone with less, you know, who hasn't quite zeroed in on exactly what they want to do would likely have a more difficult time powering through it, right? The ability to focus in, laser focus, and truly buckle down to get shit done and to persist and survive. So, Yeah, that's a little bit of an extreme example, like out all night partying and I have the will to survive. But at the end of the day, I mean, I had shit to do, right? And so, actually, here's another piece that was kind of humbling. I was so fucked up, physically wise, to not be able to get up and go do shit that I actually ended up changing my trip home. I had a flight scheduled so that I could get home by like 1:30 on Sunday, and I actually ended up changing my flight to Monday morning, so that I didn't have to travel because I was physically hurting. And then I ended up missing that in the morning. So I had that experience was twice as humbling, because not only did I not feel good because I thought I was fucking invincible and, you know, my legs and joints and shit were hurting from dancing and screwing around all night, but then I also ended up missing like a good portion of the day on Monday, and all that was a fucking mess. I'm probably gonna get yelled at by my boss for not communicating with her on Monday. So here we go. This is, anyway, let's continue. Today, September 12th, the entry is about being humble. And it says, be down to earth or be brought down. With a... Oh, and I'm also apparently sick now because I got no fucking sleep. So that's good. That's a great thing you want, right? Middle of the fall, first thing. As soon as fall starts to hit, I get sick. I love it. Anyway. So, be down to earth or be brought down, with a passage from Diogenes Laertius, I don't fucking know, I don't know how these Greek dudes actually pronounce their names sometimes. Anyway, from Diogenes, Zeno always said that nothing was more unbecoming than putting on airs, especially with the young. And this I couldn't agree more, because I've been guilty of this. I think every dude, for the most part, is guilty of this in some arena, like in some way, not necessarily a physical flex, but everybody, especially young kids, men and women, like you all want to flex how cool you are and how great you are, how pretty your new nail polish is, how awesome your new fucking J's are, like whatever the case may be. We all, before we're taught this lesson, it's a subconscious thing. We don't realize we're doing it, and we are, you know, we're doing it because we think it, people are going to like us, right? And you're positive that, oh, wow, this thing is so cool that I have, and other people are going to admire me because I have it. Yeah, you're fucking wrong. Anyway, so, Isocrates' famous letter to Demonicus, which later became the inspiration for Polonius's To Thine Own Self Be True speech, which... not as familiar with the speech as I am that one line, but it is pretty important and influential. So this famous letter, which becomes the inspiration for the To Thine Own Self Be True speech, holds a similar warning to Zeno. Writing to the young man, Isocrates advises, be affable in your relations with those who approach you and never haughty, for the pride of the arrogant, even slaves can hardly endure. One of the most common tropes in art, from ancient literature to popular movies, is the brash and overconfident young man who has to be taken down a peg by an older and wiser man. It's a cliche because it's a fact of life. People tend to get ahead of themselves, thinking they've got it all figured out and are better than those that don't. It becomes so unpleasant to put up with that someone just has to drop knowledge on them. But this is an entirely avoidable confrontation. If the bubble is never inflated, it won't need to be popped. Overconfidence is a great weakness and a liability, but if you're already humble, no one will need to humble you, and the world is much less likely to have nasty surprises in store for you. If you stay down to earth, no one will need to bring you back, oftentimes crushingly so, down. Word. So, there we have it. If you stay down to earth, nobody needs to crush your soul when they direct you back down to where you belong. Right? And this one is definitely a cliche, but there's a reason why cliches exist, right? I don't think being cliche, like something being referred to as cliched, is necessarily a bad thing. Things are cliched because they happen all the time, right? I guess in the context of like a movie or a story, when I hear cliche, I think it's played out, lame, some literary... It's just a literary device that everybody's fucking used. You know, it's hackneyed. It's unoriginal. There's no reason for it to be there. Think of something better, right? But when I hear cliched in a context outside of like literature or movies, personally, I think trend. right? I think pattern. I think something that's consistently occurring, which at the end of the day, some of the most successful and some of the happiest people in this world are people that have figured out how to identify trends and patterns quickly and what to do with those trends and patterns once they've identified them, right? In this case, from a prospect or from an aspect of personal development, the idea is, you know, figure out when you're doing that shit and when you've worked yourself into a habit of needing to be put back into your place by someone else, and recognize that before you have to be brought back down to earth, right? And bring yourself back down. That way there's no, you know, there's no need for someone else to do it and to crush you, right? If you were able to recognize a pattern of consistently being shamed by someone for being too brash, too braggadocious, I mean, I would hope you pick up on that pretty quickly, right? Before you become, you know, after a while, you're the butt of the jokes when people leave, or when you leave the room, or when people leave the room, like, that fucking guy, he is always doing that shit. Now he just got, like, he just got embarrassed. Nobody wants to be embarrassed in public, right? It's not fun. I've been there, and everybody's been there at this point. I'm sure you've been there. I have a friend who, and some of my Rochester folks will probably have met this friend. His name is Zach, and no, Wanger, it's not you. I used to work with this kid, and I still hang out with him from time to time. He's really cool, but he is particularly adept at putting loud idiots in their place. Now, that's not to say that I'm not, because I personally enjoy, you know, when somebody's really pissing me off, to let them know, right? Let them know and put them where they belong. But it's not, I don't look to do that, right? This kid, why I bring him up, you know, he is the type of person that willingly engages with people just to embarrass them. Like, people that aren't necessarily pissing him off, but they're pissing someone off. So he kind of engages with them and works his way into conversation just to make them look stupid. Which, this is for a different conversation, but that's really unhealthy behavior. Like, it's kind of toxic. It's kind of fucking rude. But anyway, that's for another conversation. And so this individual, he is a really smart guy. Like, he was like a philosophy major in college, double majored in like philosophy and I don't know, some other bullshit, like math or some shit. I don't fucking know. He plays like 12 instruments. He's generally a good dude, but he is a pretty short temper. So when there's some kind of annoyance going on in his sphere of control, he's a little more quick to pull the trigger and, you know, shut that shit down. Whereas most people will just like walk away. He's not capable of that. But by the same token, he's a very humble person when it comes to his own abilities, right? He's not necessarily shy. Actually, he's not shy in any sense of the word, but he's not the type that brags, right? He's not the type that's constantly correcting people and making people look dumb. The only time he really flexes on people is when they're rubbing him the wrong way, or they're rubbing one of his friends the wrong way, and he's really only doing it so he can put a stop to that behavior expediently, right? He wants to get rid of that shit. And he's done it to me before, for sure. Just, dude, look, like, if you follow me on Instagram, you'll, which you should be, Bahromes, Bahromes. If you follow me on Instagram, you probably saw the story that I put up yesterday, which was about, you know, basically calling yourself out on your own bullshit with your, you know, with your subconscious bullshit. I personally am I have a huge problem with this, and I know it, and it's something that I've been trying to work on more recently, just because I think that's probably why I'm single. But I have a tendency to not necessarily argue, but play devil's advocate a lot, even when there's no reason to. I might even agree with the thing that the other person is saying, but I really truly enjoy a spirited debate and examining problems and issues and conversation points from all angles, right? I like to come full circle with everything. And, you know, I have a tendency to rub people the wrong way sometimes with that. And so I posted this thing the other day. It was Jordan Peterson talking, one of his, like, Bible talks, which, fuck the Bible, not interested. But anyway, it was him talking about how to make yourself, make yourself stop saying things that make you look weak. And he he was talking about two separate parts of the mind, your personality split, the kind that's talking and always arguing with people, versus the subconscious kind that sits back and judges you when you talk. And he was talking about an exercise of recognizing when you're alone with yourself and you catch yourself making a thought that you don't even really agree with, you're just doing it for the sake of doing it, to tell yourself, hey, dude, you don't know what you're talking about in here. Like, you don't know. Like, don't send that tweet. You have no idea what you're talking about. That's not true. You don't even think that's true. Like, just stop. And so that's something that I don't do it explicitly, but it's a good exercise to practice to keep yourself in check from saying dumb shit to people that you don't need to say dumb shit to just for the hell of it, right? To humble yourself like that is one thing, but to be humbled by another person in public is totally another. I'll give you an example. So my buddy Zach, it was me, my buddy Zach, my recent girlfriend at the time, this was like probably six, 8 months ago. We were all at this bar, this local bar, Blue Wolf. And so we get there and they're all pretty good and drunk. We show up a little late and we walk in and they're talking about like Friedrich Nietzsche and nihilism. And what were they talking about? They were talking about the difference between nihilism and existentialism and all this crap. And my buddy Joe, our buddy Joe, which it's not crap, but it's not what I want to talk about while I'm at the bar, right? While I'm out with a bunch of people. But anyway, so they're talking about whether Friedrich Nietzsche was a nihilist and the differences and the finer points between nihilism and existentialism. And they're having a good old Thoreau Nietzsche throwdown. Like, who does that at the bar? But so it got to the point where they were yelling across the table at each other. And I'm like, all right, this is unpleasant. Let's get a drink. And as I'm getting over there and getting up to get a drink, my buddy, who has studied philosophy for a degree, looks my friend Joe, my buddy Zach, he looks my friend Joe in the face and he goes, honestly, dude, I don't think you know what you're talking about. I don't think you have any clue what you're talking about. You're just another one of those recently graduated college seniors who read Thus Spake Zarathustra once, and you think you know everything about philosophy now because Friedrich Nietzsche opened your fucking mind. And everybody at the table just went silent, and so I came back over with my drink and I was like, all right, so how about that weather out there, right? It's not a pleasant experience for anybody involved, but that's what it did. It shut the conversation down instantly because this kid was just talking out of his ass, right? And he was put in his place. And now, personally, I have no worries about getting into a conversation because, like, a deep conversation, because it's fairly easy for me to just say, yeah, I have no idea what you're talking about. Because I honestly wouldn't want to be made to look like an idiot. It's not something that, you know, you should be constantly worried about. It's not something I'm constantly worried about, but I think I'm letting that serve as a reminder for me to, you know, keep my head below the clouds and in the proper layer of the atmosphere at all times, right? Letting my aching joints and my aching back serve as a reminder to keep my head below the clouds and keep my head in the proper atmosphere, right? Proper layer. And so with that, I am fully out here on a little short episode here. It is Thursday night football after all, and I need a beer. So I am out. Have a good rest of the week. Enjoy your weekend responsibly, and peace.